Nadeem Shahadi is an associate fellow of the London-based Chatham House and joins us via Skype. Mr. Shahadi, what do you think of the attacks on the reports of the attacks on military installations, intelligence installations around Damascus? Is this a marked escalation?
Well, yes, it is a marked escalation, but I think we are still working on the basis of two narratives. One which is dominant amongst the opposition and one which is dominant amongst the regime. The opposition narrative, dominant opposition narrative, is still that of a non-violent and peaceful protest. And the regime narrative is a story of doom and gloom and violence and sectarianism and all that after the regime falls. So now, there will always be incidents of violence, and there will be things to indicate that that both narratives are not perfect. But one has to maintain the view that the narrative of the opposition, that of the peaceful one, is the one that needs to be credible. I mean, one has to still believe in the narrative of the opposition. It's not the opposition that has to prove itself. It's the regime that has to prove itself.
But with this violence and some people in the opposition showing some frustration at the lack of any movement after the Arab League initiative, at least here in Cairo, we've been hearing more people talking about a military option a la Libya and having a rebellion, armed rebellion, as appealing as the narrative is. Realistically, are we looking at something more like a civil war?
No, what you're looking at is a very diverse opposition. And in fact, it's probably not the correct term to use, because when you say there's an opposition versus a regime, you're in a way normalizing the image. There's a regime and there's an opposition, so it sounds normal. Whereas the opposition, in a way, what we call the opposition, is the whole of Syrian society, and it's very normal for it to be very diverse, to have different methods, different opinions, and different outlooks, in a sense. So it's not fair to expect what we call the opposition to be very coherent and unified. The effort to get it together with the Syrian National Council is still giving the message of non-intervention, non-violence, and peaceful protest against the regime. And so it's a matter of which narrative we accept.
Even among those who say they don't want a foreign intervention, we've also been hearing calls for a no-fly zone. So even if it wouldn't be an active boots-on-the-ground intervention, are you hearing more calls for that?
Well, yes. I mean, the Syrian National Council has sent a document to the Arab League and to the UN appealing for protection of civilians under the duty to protect clause, which is a universal obligation under the UN rules. So there is a call for protection of civilians under the duty to protect, but it's different from calling for a military intervention, as we understand it.
Nadeem Shahadi of Chatham House, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.